169 heures, c'est le laps de temps symbolique où les drapeaux seront en berne à l'endroit du monument du traité 8. Tous gardent en mémoire la découverte des 169 tombes d'enfants sur le site de l'ancienne mission Grouard. Au micro de Nord-Ouest FM, nous avons parlé à Constance Loyi, la veuve du défunt Larry Loyi, une figure de la communauté qui a survécu à cette école résidentielle. On l'écoute nous en parler.
He wrote many books about his experiences there in 1994. Three, to do research because he wanted to write a play about his time in the school. He went to the cemetery, which is one of the areas that the Institute of Prairie and Indigenous Archaeology used the ground penetrating radar. And he showed me a wooden cross that had the friend of his name, Marcel. Larry Loyi burned sweetgrass there for him and all the other children that were buried there. When we went back 2 years later, cemetery had been cleaned up and Marcel's cross was no longer there. I know that there are children there because of Larry who gravesite to have those little warriors, as Capuino calls them, to have them recognized with a flag lowered is very right.
À l'époque, les enfants qui étaient envoyés dans ces écoles étaient pris de force de leur propre famille. Constance Loyi peut en témoigner.
When he was eight, he was taken with the brothers and sisters to St. Bernard Mission Residential School. They were not trained. The nuns, really, from Larry's description, they didn't like being there in the middle of nowhere at the time, right? In the harsh conditions. He had one good teacher who inspired him and encouraged him, and Sister Teresa, and she was only there for about 6 months.
Larry Loyi est décédé en 2016 à l'âge de 82 ans. Il a écrit une dizaine de livres, dont 6 parlaient de son expérience dans les écoles résidentielles. Aujourd'hui, 2 questions restent sur toutes les lèvres. Pourquoi et comment ces enfants sont-ils morts? De nombreuses familles cherchent toujours les réponses à ces questions. Hélène Lequitte, Nord-Ouest FM.